USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck Ridgecrest in Southern California on Thursday. Dr. Lucy Jones, chief scientist for the Dr. Lucy Jones Center for Science and Society of Caltech University, is working with the USGS, and she says the whole area is feeling lots of aftershocks.
We've had a lot of aftershocks. Now, those in general are not being felt down here in the L.A. Basin. Up in the Owens Valley area, I am sure they are feeling lots of these aftershocks. I haven't had a chance to keep track, but we've had dozens, I think, about three at this point.
Yeah. The Salute to America celebration is continuing in Washington, D.C. A parade took place earlier today, and President Trump is expected to speak at the Lincoln Memorial. That's supposed to begin just after 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. All of that followed up by a fireworks display set to begin at just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence is celebrating the 4th of July with 44 new citizens.
You come from 26 different countries. You come from just about every walk of life. There's an electrician among you, a banker. There's a college counselor, an IT engineer, and even an Uber driver.
Pence joined the head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who was an immigrant herself, at a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C. Police in Chicago are hoping to prevent another violent Independence Day weekend in their city. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says over 1,500 additional cops are on patrol this weekend.
Our deployments will target areas where we expect the most people to be gathering, such as the beaches, lakefronts, and parks. Officers will also increase patrols through the city's many vibrant neighborhoods.
Last year, 10 people were killed over the 4th of July holiday weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Todd Jones is a veteran and president of BBMC Mortgage. Todd created a veterans index to help veterans find cities that are veteran-friendly when it comes to home buying and places they'd want to live. Todd joined Fox Business to talk about what factors went into creating this index.
When we put the BBMC Veterans Housing Index together, we basically wanted to say, okay, what are the keys that make a community great for a veteran to live in? And so we came up with three major factors. First is veteran housing affordability and availability. Then veteran community and services available to them in those local communities. And then ultimately, just overall quality of life in the market. And the housing aspect of it, we really came down to median home price in that specific market as compared to the average VA loan price or loan amount in that specific market. The community was the average number of veterans per 100,000. In VA facilities per 1,000 vets, and then quality of life came into median unemployment rate, crime rate per capita, as well as school ranking. And it was really, really interesting to see how these it turned out. It really seems to me that smaller town and midtown America has really embraced veterans. It has been a place where veterans can thrive and really find very affordable homes using their VA loans. These are the markets that don't steer veterans away from using ours. You can see a significant increase, and these are places that our veterans may want to go check out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.